T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
How all of that plays out. David Hammer joins us, our friend, investigative reporter for WWL-TV. Hey, David.
Hey, Tommy. That, quite a segue there.
Yeah, I know. how about them Saints? Let's start with that.
Oh, man. They were fantastic. It's great to see Drew back out there.
Absolutely,
and
man.
Everybody cheering for Teddy, too.
Looks like, yeah. Wasn't that a nice moment?
That was fantastic. Yeah, I mean, he deserves it. But it was great to see Drew out there being his usual Hall of Fame self.
Absolutely. Seemed to have a little bit more zip on the ball, too, it seemed like. But yeah, anyway, maybe
good,
the rest.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's talk about these box culverts, the flooding that happened in May, July, and August. People are standing in the CBD saying, "The hell's going on here?" And they did an investigation, well, right? Well, take us back.
Right. Yeah, so after the flooding over those three storms over the summer, and there were places that flooded that people were saying they hadn't seen a flood like this in decades in those specific places, there were really concerns, including with the Sewage and Water Board, that there were issues with the system that they didn't understand. So they did bring in an outside consulting firm, Ardura, and they looked at the effects of the new Sela culverts, because these new huge box culverts that they put under the main avenues uptown were supposed to relieve flooding that we had experienced back in the 90s in those areas, and yet those areas were flooding as well as new areas downtown. One thing that they were able to definitely say was that the downtown flooding had absolutely nothing to do with the Sela culverts, because it's a completely different basin, a different system. The water there, stormwater, goes to a different pump station, different area. It's all kind of self-contained. So that ruled that out. But the thing that is still
Wait, let me
really
go back a
question.
Little bit. Let me go back real quick, David, if I can. Sure. So it could not have been caused by the box culverts, because the water going through the box culverts is going somewhere else besides downtown?
Exactly. The downtown flooding specifically could not have been affected in any way by the box culverts uptown, because it's a completely different drainage area and the two don't mix. They used to mix. There used to be a connection between the pump stations that serve uptown and the pump station that serves downtown, but that has been cut off for several years.
It seems
so
like
that was one thing.
I'm sorry, David, but it seems like they could have done that with a map, huh, and not an investigation.
Yeah. Well, we knew that already. That was not a real big surprise, and we had reported that way back, kind of right after the August flooding. But the thing that was really, I think, still was up in the air and is still up in the air to a certain extent is the effect of those big box culverts on the areas right next to them that flooded. And people were very upset who live right along those places like Jefferson Avenue, Napoleon, who were flooding and said, but this wasn't happening before they put in these big, huge culverts that were supposed to make the drainage in our area better. And now we're getting more water in our house than we ever have before from regular rainstorms like this. So one of the things that they came up with this study was that, well, the intensity of the rain is worse than it has been in the past. That's something that we've heard from them many times. But they used models to look at how the rains would affect flooding in the streets, and they determined using models that it actually improved the drainage in that area, and it would have been even worse if they didn't have those culverts. So that was something, but it didn't really answer the question for people in that area who said, well, you know, what is causing this then? And they said basically they weren't taking into account some of the problems that we've seen with the feeder lines that go into these big culverts being blocked up with sand and debris. And that wasn't even considered in this study. So it left a lot of questions unanswered. But basically, the takeaway from the study was that the culverts are actually making things better. It was worth the huge cost of about $1 billion for these SELA projects, and we shouldn't blame them for the problems that we've started to see.
You know, when you say the intensity of rain is worse than it was in the past, you didn't say that. Who was it that said that?
That's the Ardura report, and that's adopted by the Sewage and Water Board as part of the explanation.
I get a little bit of Cedric Grant deja vu here, because when all of this started, he said it was global warming. Do you remember that, or climate change?
I definitely remember it, and he got a huge amount of blowback for that. I think one of the things that people need to realize is that if weather patterns are changing and if there's issues with the weather, that may be the case. I don't think that there's anybody saying that that isn't happening. The problem is, what is the capacity of the system? Can the system handle up to a certain amount, and is it working at capacity? We know these pumps, for instance, are working better than they ever have, or at least in recent memory, and that brings our capacity up. We know that the power is working now like it did not in 2017, as opposed to how it did not work in 2017. That increases our capacity. But the question is, what is going on in the system before the water ever gets to the pumps to get pumped out of the city that's not at capacity? And whether the rainstorms are more intense now or not is kind of irrelevant if we're not working at capacity. And that's what this study still doesn't answer. Are we at full capacity? And one of the things I said was they think that these box covers, these huge things that are holding a lot more water than ever before, were full up to the brim, but they're not sure. That's just their estimate based on modeling. So that's something that people who live in that area really want to know. Is this overwhelming even these larger structures that were supposed to make things a lot better? Or is there something else wrong with the system leading into them that needs to be unclogged and fixed?
Did the Sewage and Water Board pay for this study by Ardura?
Yes, they
how
did.
Much, and, how much did that cost, you know?
I asked them, and they said they didn't know, and they'd have to get me the answers today.
I hope somebody knows.
They know.
Okay, so here's what I'm laughing at, David, and it's gallows humor, believe me. So we got these box culverts that are working, and you and Katie and Mike and I don't leave anybody out here have done such
Danny Monteverdi.
Danny have done such tremendous work on this. So now here we are after all of this. We got a steady power supply to the pumping stations. We have the transformers are working, right? Is that what you call them, that changes the power from hertz to whatever it is to the other thing?
Yeah, the frequency changers.
Yeah, frequency changers. We got the pumps working, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And we got these 99 out of a 99 for the first time in recent memory.
We got all of these box culverts in, and they're working properly. And I'm sure the people on Jefferson Avenue and Nashville and CBD are saying, okay, that's fine. Why is it still flooding?
Exactly. That is what people are asking. And this study, what they said at the Sewage and Water Board on Friday was this study rules out the idea that the SELA culverts made it worse. But they still have more investigating to do to find out why it is worse.
And again, going back to the beginning of our conversation in terms of what drains the CBD, I don't know when the Ardura study commenced, but you all reported this when, about the maps, and it couldn't have anything to do with, not about the maps, but you looked at a map and said, well, that the area from the box culverts does a drain in the CBD anyway.
And right. I mean, right after the August 26th flooding, we did a story about that. And, you know, that's not surprising. I think some people were concerned about it, and we definitely reported those concerns initially, but kind of ruled that out. But now the question is, why is it happening on Poydras Street when the modeling that they showed in this report shows no flooding happening on Poydras Street, or no flooding should be happening on Poydras Street? And the answer has got to be something with these underground pipes that are blocked up in a way that they hadn't been previously.
Does the size of the pipe change depending on where in the city it is? We're talking about drainage pipes, right?
Yes. The laterals, as they're called, that come from the catch basins and then lead into larger underground canals are anywhere from 10 inches all the way up to 36 inches. So, you know, it just depends on how large they were when they were installed, how old they are. Some of the older ones get quite small gauge down to 10 inches.
Maybe this is like proving a negative, but it seems like we keep doing all of these things and we're right back where we started. Is there any way to prove, or has any study indicated that we are better off than we were before? Because here's my thing, David. If all of this stuff was wrong before, and because of your investigations, they fixed it, and areas are still flooding, well, if it's because of increased rain, what would it have looked like if not but for the work that had to be done after you all exposed it? Or did that make a difference at all? Do you know about the things?
I think that the things that they fixed after our initial investigation in 2017 are making things better. I think people can clearly see that even when we have these surprise flood events, it is not staying flooded as long as it was back then. I mean, the pumps are working more quickly to get the water out. The process is taking less time. And there are other improvements that we're seeing now with the new discoveries, like that the huge amount of debris in the Lafitte Canal are making that process better as they start to clean that out. The thing is, they still haven't got their whole grasp of the problem. And that's what they say they're continuing to work on. And they say that there are more improvements that are needed. This is, you know, such a huge system with so many problems that they need a lot more time and money that they say they don't have right now to try to really make as big an impact as they could.
Is there any way that the improvements they made could have made it worse because they have water flowing somewhere else? I hope that's not a dumb question.
No, it isn't. I mean, that's precisely the question that we asked that got this whole thing started after the August flood. What is it that could be, you know, unintended consequences from these improvements like the CELA project? And their answer with this study was, we know that it's not making things worse. It's actually, they believe that it's made things better. The question is there a problem with the system ahead of that, the part that ties into that, that still needs to be fixed to make it really work at capacity?
Let's talk about Bob Turner and Joe Becker. I'm a little confused as far as all that works out as it pertains to Ardura.
Right. So Bob Turner is just the current superintendent of the system, who was brought in actually from the levy board, levy district, Orleans levy district. And he's a highly respected engineer who's been working under the new leadership here now for the last, year or so. Joe Becker was the guy who was in that position when everything went haywire in 2017. And he was, Mayor Landrieu at the time called for his removal, and he resigned in the wake of that. And he works for Ardura. So the question that I posed and that they couldn't fully answer was he working on this project? Because there's state laws that prohibit former public officials from working for their former public agency for the next 2 years after they leave. So that's a question that I'm still trying to get to the bottom of. The Sewerage and Water Board said it's their expectation that he would not be working on it because that's not allowed. But we didn't get full confirmation as to whether he actually benefited from this contract in any way that Ardura got where he works now.
Well, whether he did or not, he works at Ardura, and that company did the inspection, right, and study, but Turner was fired by Landrieu, is that right?
Because no, Becker.
Becker was Becker. Fired by Landrieu.
He wasn't technically fired. He he got resigned, I guess would be the way that you would say it. Landrieu asked for his resignation, and he resigned.
Because he had lied about something, or Landrieu said he lied about something?
Right, that he was saying that all the pumps were working back in 2017, when then it was quickly discovered that that was not the case.
And now he is with Ardura, the company that was hired by the Sewerage and Water Board
Correct.
To inspect the system and see what's wrong with it.
to see what the impact of the Sela culverts was, whether they helped or hurt.
Yeah, as you know, David, we've spoken so many times, and you talk so much about it. You can't say anything without making some kind of bad pun, right? But it would seem to me that something stinks with this deal in terms of Ardour, and maybe there is no conflict of interest, but it certainly doesn't pass the smell test, does it?
It certainly raises questions, which is why I raised those questions, and I think there's more that hopefully I'll be able to determine here in the coming days.
Well, go ahead. I thought you had something else. No, well, we'd love to talk to you about it, believe me, because, again, I can't applaud you guys at Channel 4 enough for the work that you did. I'm sorry you made it worse. Tongue-in-cheek, just kidding. Have a great week, David.
Thanks. You too, Tommy.
All right, David Hammer, investigative reporter for WWL-TV. I don't know if you want to use a phrase.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.